that a person will read the three books, the last three surahs of the Quran Sharif, three times each, and with Bismillah each time. So each surah three times and nine Bismillahs all together. The fiqa min kulli shay. This will be sufficient for you from everything. The commentators of hadith, the ulama of hadith have written that there are two meanings of this. One is a tatfika min kulli wirdi. That whatever normally you read your wazifas, etc., you have to read Yasin in the morning, Tabarakalladhi at night, etc. All what you have to read, if for some reason you could not manage to read all that, because of illness, because of being on a journey, because of too much other work, dini work, bayats, teaching, etc., you couldn't manage it all. And if you just read this, this will be sufficient, and you get the sawab of everything what you normally read. That is one explanation. The other is tafika min kulli shar. It will be protection for you from every type of evil. And our Shaykh, Hadrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say, today the evils which people are confronted with, for example, jadu and jinn stories, that people have made jadu on us, jinn effect on us, etc. Secondly, crime, robberies, hijackings, which is also very common. Thirdly, serious diseases like heart problem, cancer, which is also very common. And fourthly, and the main evil of our nafs and shaitan, they are our worst enemies. When it comes, we fully shut from every evil, we will be protected. This is our guarantee. This is our insurance, halal insurance, jais. And that insurance, that does not let the thing happen and look for loopholes not to pay off. But this insurance does not allow any harm to take place. So it's a very strong and powerful wazifa. We should try and read this every day, every morning and every evening. When you read it in the morning, after Fajr read it, then you'll have protection. You have taken out your contract till Maghrib. Then your contract expires. Read it again after Maghrib, and your contract, new contract for the whole night. So we should try and read this regularly. It is protection from jadu, jinn stories, protection from crime, robberies, etc., protection from serious health problems, and also from all types of trouble of our nafs and shaitan also. So we should try and read this regularly, inshallah. We'll read it together now for practice, but on our own, every day, teach it to the family to read also. And also our friends, etc., and do this regularly, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله احد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله احد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله احد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل اعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق اذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد اذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل اعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر
وسواسف الناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس.
We should just remember that this now is our protection till the morning. Whole night we got our protection. But we should read this with sincerity for Allah's pleasure. Not only for this benefit. The other is that we should read it regularly. We take medicine just when we feel like, when we don't feel like we don't take, it won't give us the benefit. Read it regularly. The third most important, save ourselves from sin. Sin, not the effects even of our amal. Like, for example, you have imported something from China, you're going to sell at 5,000% profit, and your customers are ready on it. But your paperwork in the customs is not proper. You didn't sign a paper, you didn't put a date or something, so it's rejected. They wait till it's done. So our gunas block the effect. It comes clearly in the hadith. For many people, huge amount of rosy has been dispatched to them already. But only your guna is a sin that's blocking. Just make sincere tawbah istighfar, remove the screen of guna, and your rosy will come. For many people who are sick, Allah has dispatched their shifa. But the guna, today we find in the hospital, you are sick, but the TV is right in front of you. This guna, all the steps of guna, they form a screen, and your shifa has come, you're pure, but the guna is blocking. So guna is our worst enemy, and one of the easiest ways to stop making guna, having previous gunas forgiven, make regularly tawbah istighfar. The barakat of it, Allah will forgive the past gunas, and Allah will save you from gunas in the future. Give us all the faith. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanallah Allahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.